Melanie. Let's do it. Oh my gosh, are we recording? Oh my gosh, yes! If you heard anything before, that was just me trying to figure out technology. But hey, dude, hey! Welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host and coach, Jessie Wallacher, with Confident Fit Coaching, jessiewallacher.com. Soon to be, as of today, I'm working on it. Monday morning emails that have just exclusively been for my clients, and also Rock Solid Gym, which I am excited to grow as well. I've got courses. Oh my gosh, we are doing all the things. But this is the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, where I take a topic or a thought or anything that's in my head, which is usually a lot, and I just spiel and dump on it, and we have so much fun. So I don't have the fun little intros with all the music, so this is just me dumping it out. I've got so much energy right now, which I'm really excited about, because it's all good stuff. All good things. Hello. So what I wanted to chat with you about today is like the whole intuitive eating thing, and mainly what this podcast is titled, which I may butcher as I'm saying this because I'm going to come up with something better, but like the reason why you feel your cravings are out of control, or why you feel out of control with your cravings, or this is the thing where, like, when people say, like, what are your favorite foods? And you can just go on and on and talk about this. And these are the things I love to talk with my clients on, because, like, we can totally bond and connect over food, because food is great. Wouldn't you say? I'm the athletic mindset coach that talks about food and fitness, and we just connect on all things that are delicious. So why do you feel out of control with your cravings? Or why do you feel out of control around food? And let me tell you, friend, because I know I've said it once, I know I've said it at least a few times, to my clients in this podcast, in my courses, all across the board, in my posts, thank you very much, but the reason you feel out of control around food and around cravings, and specifically around certain food, is because you see it as something you can't have. It's a no. It's a bad thing. And even the goody two shoes like to rebel. Don't you think so? So I always say, like, when you were younger, smoking was like this really big thing that, like, was so not good for you and so bad and, like, ooh, but I kind of want to try it just because I'm not supposed to. And same with drinking. Drinking is way much bigger. Good English, Jesse. Is like a bigger deal, especially because, like, you're 21, you go off to college, you become an adult, you're free and living your best life, and just like, I want to drink and get drunk, but I can't because it's illegal, so I'm going to get, like, fake IDs and sneak in. It's like the excitement of not being able to do something and getting away with it and just, like, enjoying it. And then, like, once you hit 21, it's like, cool, I can go out and do it. And it's still, like, fun and exciting, and you can have a good time, but that thrill of, like, I'm not supposed to do this, this is, like, a bad thing, it's gone. So, like, the thrill of the chase, the thrill of doing something bad or, like, illegal or whatever it might be, I mean, it doesn't have to be that extreme, but, like, the excitement of doing something that you shouldn't is gone. So it's really the same with food and how you're associating with it. And it's so, I just had a talk with somebody today about it, a very small talk, which I could dive into home, but, well, I'm having so many problems with words. Oh no. But, like, the reason, anybody can work out, anyone can eat healthy, but where we are at in our society, where we are at with people, and where you are at, the listener right now, is there is so much emotion and feelings around food, around something that is just a necessity for survival, that it makes, like, the eating healthy and the doing good things for yourself just because it's good for you, it makes it so much harder. Because you have all of these stereotypes, you have all of these thoughts that are contradicting it. So, like, I'm wanting to eat healthy, and these are, like, healthy foods, but if I want to, like, go out and, like, get something delicious or, like, get dessert with my boyfriend or my husband or my family or friends that, like, I haven't seen in years, and, like, we want to go and do something fun and, like, enjoy it and actually experience life, like, I can't because I'm going to be bad and I'm going to, like, lose control because I haven't been able to, like, eat because I haven't, like, eaten anything that isn't healthy for so long. Or, like, maybe you're on this extreme diet where you're eating next to nothing and you're very much limiting your food sources and, like, what all you can have, quote unquote. So anytime you allow yourself or you have a cheat meal or you just push it so far that you can't actually, like, you are out of control with your cravings. And, like, this goes back to my experience with, I so vividly remember, PB2 is a powdered protein. Powdered peanut butter. And that was, like, the only, like, real food outside of, like, anything else in my cupboards or anything. And I remember eating an entire jar of powdered peanut butter because I was starving. I had been eating the same foods for weeks and weeks and weeks, the same exact thing. Like, MyFitnessPal knew. I didn't have to, like, log anything else in because I'm, one, lazy, and two, that was, like, what the diet I was given and the diet I was following, that I lost it. And I felt guilty, and I wasn't, like, actually filling me up, so it gave me, like, this weird fullness, and just, like, I still needed something. And that's where this whole binge eating comes in, and that's where this whole, like, not being in control of your cravings come in, and just, like, not having control. And it's a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be in. And it's a terrible feeling to be in, and it feels like it's going to be a never-ending cycle, and you're never going to actually be able to live a life outside of this diet, because you know one day you don't want to do this. You started out on this diet and this fitness journey to, like, want to lose weight and to want to get to a certain point in your life where you felt physically good, and then you would stop doing it and you would stop being so strict on yourself, you would stop being so hard on yourself, and you would actually be able to live and enjoy life the way you always pictured it. So I want you to think of that right now. Close your eyes, sit comfortably, whatever you want to do, that whole meditation thing that everybody says, but I just want you to sit. Maybe have a piece of paper, because I've got so many that, like, when I have something in my head, I just need to write it down and get it out of my head and actually bring it into the physical world, which is why I wrote journals, because once it's in the physical world, like, sometimes our stressors and our difficulties and the things that keep us up at night aren't actually that big once they get out of our head and they're not able to just continue rolling uncontrollably. And the same with, like, our dreams and the things that we are excited about. I bet you haven't written all of that stuff down, so you actually haven't been able to physically see your dream life, your dream body, your dream experiences in physical form. It's just always been in your head, and it's always just been an image, like an imaginary fairy tale that you're never actually going to achieve because it's not physically here yet. Oh, that was good. Okay, so I want you to get a piece of paper. Pause this, take a second, find something scratched. I wrote stuff on an old envelope because I needed paper so drastically today at the gym. Yes, things have changed, and we'll talk about that, but, like, find something and keep it close. But I want you, pen and paper in hand, I want you to think, what are you doing this for? What kind of life do you want to live? Why did you start out on this health and fitness journey to begin with? Was it really just to lose those 20 extra pounds? Was it really to fit into your high school jeans? I bet it wasn't. I bet there's something else that you are just masking with those goals because you don't want to get vulnerable, you don't want to get real, and you don't want to tell people what it is you're actually working towards. Do you want to have kids? Do you want to have a life? Do you want to find somebody that you can spend the rest of your life with? Do you want to have a dream house or a dream apartment? Do you want to travel? Do you want to have kids that grow up and change the world? Do you want to change the world through your kids? Do you just want to change the world? Do you just want to physically feel better so you can go outside and go for a walk without feeling any pain? Do you want to go a day without having to take a handful of ibuprofen just to get through? Do you want to go to bed at night and not have to take melatonin just to fall asleep or anything else? Do you want to actually wake up excited for the day and not feel the stresses and the burdens of all that you have been experiencing and holding on to and created as your identity when it's not at all who you are? Do you want to feel confident and comfortable in clothes? Not anything in particular, not a specific size or dimension or anything like that, but just clothes. Because I bet in your imagination, you don't have that number sticking out. You're not keeping that number tag or that number sticker on your jeans. You're not. I guarantee you, you aren't. So what do they look like? What are you wearing? How does it feel? Where are you? Are you right where you're at now in the home that you've had for years or you just moved into? How are you feeling? How are you walking? What are you thinking about? Are you on vacation? Are you living in abundance? Whether that's more abundant money, whether that's more abundant love, whether that's more abundant time, whether that's more abundant memories and relationships and experiences. What are you living? What are you eating? How about that? That's a fun one. What are you eating? Where are you going? What are you exploring? What memories do you want to create? And what do they all encompass? If you hear noises, it's cars outside my window. I apologize for that interruption. What are you doing? Where are you at? What do you smell? Are you surrounding yourselves with bubble baths and candles? Are you outside in the fresh air, wind blowing through your hair, walking down the street with your puppy that you've always wanted and you can't wait to get because that dog is going to get you outside and get you walking and you're finally going to get that body because you're finally going to get out of the house and you're going to have a reason to get out of the house? Are you walking down the beach? You feel the toes in your sand and the cold water on your feet? Are you in a sweatshirt and shorts on a cloudy day in Maine? Are you in a bikini on spring break in Florida, chilling with your best friends and having the time of your life? Are you in your backyard on a porch swing, watching the leaves change color, with coffee in hand and a cozy sweater? Are you on a road trip, going to meet friends that are across the country, finally on your own or with the love of your life, making memories, exploring places, and feeling that health is a solid base in your life and you don't have to question it anymore? Do you fear food? When you go out to eat, do you worry about what you're going to get because the menu will have something that isn't diet friendly, that is going to be cooked in a way that maybe you wouldn't? Are you worried about taking those trips, about going on vacation or even having lazy days because you might not get to the gym or there might not be one close to you or it's not going to be the same workout and you're going to blow up and you're going to gain weight and you're going to get fat and you're going to lose all the progress that you've worked so hard to make and to get to this point? Or are you living life? Are you going to the gym because you want to? Are you moving your body because you can and you enjoy it? Are you eating foods that you know make you feel good and that you really do enjoy? And you know what? When I want that cookie, I eat it because it's really good and it's really good for me. And I'll get it out of my system and it'll be fine because I'm in control and food is not in control of me. Because I know up to this point, life probably has been a bit hectic. You haven't really been in control of your schedule because work has been crazy. You haven't been given the love that you feel you really deserve and you crave because you're having family difficulties. You aren't having the social life that you've always wanted or you've wanted to dream of because people are moving, schedules are changing, things are happening, and you feel alone. And when you're alone, the only person you have is yourself. And that scares you because you've been silencing them for far too long, to the point where you don't even know them. You look in the mirror and you're starting to see a stranger instead of the absolute love of your life, soulmate, that you were given the moment you were put on this earth. But you silence them for far too long because for some reason the world has told you and you have believed that that person doesn't know enough, that they don't know what's good for them, they don't know what's healthy, that if they are left alone and unattended, they will go crazy, eat everything in sight, and just become a tub of lard, lazy couch potato, and never want to move or do anything good and productive for the rest of their life. But I want to tell you the complete opposite. And I experience this every single day, and I don't even realize how amazing it is that I choose healthy food for myself, but then I also finish off the cookies in my cupboard because I want to and because I'm going through a stressful time. But I don't feel guilty or shameful about it, because I know I'm doing the work that will get me out of this. And this is what I do with my clients as well. That we do, or what I've done in the past, I'm definitely changing it up now, but where we do a quote-unquote binge day. After we've done the food experimenting, after we've talked through feelings, after we've gone over all the things that they want to do in life and talked about their goals for a solid 2-3 weeks, we do that binge day. And I can't tell you how many times where I've checked in on them or we've talked the next call, and they tell me all the things that they ate and how they chose healthier options because they wanted to. That maybe they had a cookie, but it was a cookie. They spent $2 on a cookie instead of $1.50 or $2 on 4 because they just wanted one. And they know themselves, and if there's 4 there, they will eat 4. But from experimenting, from talking it out, they realize that 4 just doesn't sit well with them. Surprise, surprise. But it's their choice. So something that they felt in control of when it was super strict, when they were on top of it and in control, was actually controlling them. And I want you to know, I really, really, really want you to know, because I have been there, just because you haven't been diagnosed with an eating disorder, just because it hasn't gotten that bad, just because you haven't made yourself throw up, just because you aren't able to see your ribs, just because you haven't actually passed out, does not mean you don't have an eating disorder. It does not mean you aren't in a bad place. Because I vividly remember binging my brains out, feeling so uncomfortable, having to lay on the floor just to digest for the next 2 hours, and thinking, as long as I don't throw up, this isn't a problem. But it is. It 100% is a problem, because that is not normal. Having your feed filled with other people with emotional eating issues, with emotional attachments to food, and with other unhealthy views on it is not inspiration, is not motivation to push through the hunger, is not motivation to get your butt out of your bed when you are sick and unable to move and everything is sore and feeling guilty about not going to the gym, pushing you to actually go to the gym. That is not helping you. And why do I know that? Because I bet that's not what you wrote down in your dream. What you wrote down for your dream life. What you want to do. What you want to experience. I bet that person takes sick days. I bet that person knows when to stop binging. I bet that person doesn't even binge anymore. That's something that just made my heart soar when I got that message from a client. I don't know the last time I binged. When it was something that we talked about and she felt she was totally out of control and would never get that in her life. I don't know the last time I binged. 2 years later. That's awesome. And so doable. Because I've been the person that would eat my plate, and then I would finish your leftovers, and then I would have dessert, and I would probably have a snack after that. I felt out of control with food. I felt that I needed to get tested for a thyroid issue because I was doing all of the things. I was working out 6 to 7 days a week. I was doing fasted cardio 3 times a week for 45 to 60 minutes. I was weight training every single day for at least 2 hours, because if I went even for an hour and a half, I felt like I was leaving stuff behind. I vividly remember sitting up from doing a bench press and looking over to my friends, my roommates as well at the time, and seeing stars and darkness starting to close in because I was about to pass out because I had not eaten enough, I had not been sleeping well, I had been overworking myself, I was dealing with so much stress, pushing on anxiety, pushing on mild depression, and all of this stuff was something that I didn't feel I could talk about because I could not show weakness. Because I was too strong, because I was the person that held it all together. I was the person that was inspiring others. I was the person that was like had big things to do in this world, and I was willing to share all of that, but not with the things that were so real in my mind. Never. Don't show weakness, only show the success. Continue with the pretty feed and the selfies and the mirror pictures and all of that stuff, because that's what everyone else is doing and that's what's successful. Nobody's going to want to know that I almost passed out, that I'm dealing with eating disorders, that I can't sleep at night, that I feel guilty if I'm going to get more than 5 or 6 hours of sleep at the most, that if I actually slept in on the weekend and got like the 12 hours that my body desperately craved because it was getting nothing at all, I felt so bad, and why even bother that day? It was just going to be a flop. Might as well just completely do it and make myself feel even worse and feel even more disgusting by eating more food, by binge-watching Netflix, by totally being a couch potato and stressing the entire day. You are not out of control. You've just put so much stress and so much emotional attachment to food, to something that is meant to keep you alive and to keep you thriving and to actually help you achieve your goals. That is why you feel out of control. Because your body is desperately wanting and trying so hard to tell you that it needs more help, it needs more support, that something else is needed in your life that needs more attention, and it doesn't know how else to do this than to slowly tear you apart. Because you're doing the same thing. So I want you to look at that dream life that you wrote down and start incorporating it. Because if you start living your dream life now, it's going to get so much easier. It's going to become a want than a have to and a need. Your passion for fitness is going to come back. Those emotional dangers and damages that you have attached to things are slowly going to start to fade. You're actually going to give yourself a little bit more passion and grace, and allow yourself to actually be the human that you are. And you're slowly but surely going to start to heal. Because that's what you want, really, isn't it? Now, this, of course, is all something that I work with my clients privately on in depth, because I know what it's like to go through this silently and feel like you can't really share a whole awful lot, because I don't want to give somebody else these kind of burdens. I'll just figure it out myself, right? Well, that's what I'm here for. Because I know sometimes in our life we don't want to let others know how badly we are struggling, but yet we need a lot of help and a lot of support, and that's where I want to come in, because I know what it's like to silently suffer through this stuff and to feel like we aren't worthy enough yet to ask for help, to admit that it's getting hard and unbearable. And I want to be there to support you with it. If privately one-on-one just isn't going to work for you, because it is a high 4 to 5 figure investment privately. I do have smaller options. I am creating smaller memberships that give you a little bit more support and a little bit more access to me unfiltered. My journal courses are a great place to start, because if you're wanting to focus on food, if you're wanting to focus on your fitness, or just life in general, I've got a journal for that. There's 3 of them. They each focus on a specific thing and just life in general, because that's what it's all meant for, right? It's life. So if you have any questions, I would love to chit-chat. All of my links and contacts are down below. Otherwise, it is Jessie Wallaker across the board on Facebook, Instagram, and my website now as well. So I would love to help you out more, because I know that this is a problem and something that you think about 24/7. And if you're to that point where you don't want to anymore and you just want it to be natural and come easy and not question all that you actually do know, because I guarantee you do know an awful lot, and you don't need more info or more things for somebody else to tell you. You just need to start listening to yourself and the reason why you want to be on this earth. As big and broad as that can be and kind of intimidating, it will actually help and narrow down a whole awful lot. So that is all I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening to this. I hope you got a lot out of it. Would love to hear from you what you think. As always, feel free to send me a message on any of the social medias, or I do have a link to just contact me on my website as well, which I will be checking. But if nothing else, I really want you to start working on that dream that you wrote down, because it is there for a reason and it is sticking out for a reason. You probably just haven't looked at it in a long time, and you've just been masking it, or you've brainwashed yourself into thinking something else just to follow the trend of what everyone else is doing. So I hope that breaks it up for you. I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for joining me on this Brain Dump Diaries podcast. Jessie Wallach is your host, Confident Fit Coaching, and we've got a lot of things coming your way. So we, as in me, I've got a lot of things coming your way. Oh my gosh. So have a great day. Talk to you guys all again very, very soon. And yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.